The Deprener is called Adam, the Pisces god.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Of course he is. That was totally sarcastic.
It was really hard for me to tell. Anyways, here's the news. Thanks for listening, you guys, and tune in next week.
Has once again come into effect. As of April 1st, residences will have to pay 3% more for their hydro, which is roughly $2.35 for a 5.5 and between $4 and $8 for a house depending on its size. Though homes are now capped at 3%, businesses are not, with small and medium-sized businesses subject to an increase of 5.1% and large industries at 3.3%. The Canadian Federation of Independent Businesses had deplored the increase, saying that small and medium-sized businesses should also have a cap, and that they are already struggling with rising costs, labor shortages, and post-pandemic debt. Last year, Hydro-Québec's business rates were raised by 6.5%. The city of Montreal has launched a major spring cleaning operation this week. Due to the milder winter, the city decided to begin the cleanup earlier in the spring. Drivers will have to look out for parking restrictions due to maintenance and removal of gravel accumulated over the winter. The city of Montreal says that over 1,000 workers will be deployed to clean streets, sidewalks, parks, and bicycle lanes. The city says that citizens are welcome to get involved as well, suggesting they contact their local Écoquartier for brooms, gloves, and bags. The cleanup should take 4 to 6 weeks to complete. Bixi has begun its 2024 season, with 65% of its network now open. The popular bike-sharing service has never started its season this early and should have its entire network ready for use as of mid-April. In a press release, the nonprofit organization says that they will be introducing 1,300 new bicycles and 32 new stations in the city, and following a successful pilot project last winter, Bixi will also continue to have bikes in service 12 months out of the year, though in a reduced area. For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM Podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. Oh, my mic is moving. Just one sec. Ooh. Hope that wasn't too horrible sounding for you guys. This is Hitting All the Bases. Welcome back. I'm your host, Sam, and I just have some things kind of touching base on what I talked about 2 weeks ago to say before we get into today's show. I'm sure that most of you have seen the news in the last 24 hours with the horrific images coming out of the Al-Shifa hospital complex in Gaza. Yesterday, Israel retreated and ended its 2 weeks' aid. This hospital complex was once the largest and is the oldest, opening in 1946, 2 years before the creation of Israel. The remaining buildings have been badly destroyed and burned, and the hospital complex is littered with bodies, many of which have been crushed by Israeli army tanks and bulldozers. The hospital had survived a previous raid in November, but now it is left in ruins. And more recently, there was an Israeli military strike that murdered 7 humanitarian aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. The team was traveling to a deconflicted zone in 2 armored cars branded with the logo on the top of their vehicles, clearly visible. Their movements were coordinated with the IDF, but regardless, a convoy was hit as they were leaving the Dar al-Bala warehouse. The 7 humanitarian workers who were murdered were from Australia, Poland, the United Kingdom, a dual citizen of Canada and the United States, and a Palestinian. So far, Netanyahu complains that this attack was unintended. With such upsetting news and images further adding to the already horrific genocidal acts, I'm sure that many of you probably feel really overwhelmed and helpless and unsure of what you can do. But despite the fact that we are oceans away, there are things that you can do as an individual. If you live in Montreal, there will be a protest on April 7th starting at 2 p.m. in Dorchester Square. April 7th is Al-Quds Day, an international event held annually to express solidarity with the Palestinian people against the ongoing oppression, illegal colonization, and occupation enacted by Israel. If you're wishing to join a protest but don't know how, when or where, there are many social media accounts for cities around the world. Many have the name of the city followed by Palestine. The Montreal one is called Montreal 4, the number 4 Palestine on Instagram. So you can follow along on their social medias. They post regular updates on about and information on what's going on in Gaza, but also about protests, march, die-ins, and any other ways that you can get involved. Also, I just saw this on social media today, but Teachers for Palestine are looking for retired teachers or teachers who can commit a few hours a week until June of 2024. So if you're a retired teacher or a teacher who has time to spare, listen up. These teachers will be teaching displaced students of Gaza. This organization is in contact with the American School of Gaza. Many of their primary students were able to leave Gaza and are now in Cairo, but they are unable to receive an education in Egypt. The principal of the American School of Gaza is looking for teachers to work with her students in English and math so that they can hopefully finish their school year. There are about 20 students who need the teacher's help. If you are a retired teacher or a certified teacher who is currently not working, you can email Teachers for Palestine Ireland, one word, no capital letters, that is Teachers for Palestine Ireland at gmail.com to offer your support and teach these children. And finally, there is a website called Amnesty International that has immense information about not only the situation in Gaza, but a lot of things worldwide. And they also have the mailing address of Prime Minister Trudeau and the mailing address for the House of Commons. If you don't know your MP, you can head to the parliamentary website and you plug in like your postal code in your city and you can figure out who your MP is. So if you want to send letters concerning the ongoing occupation and genocide in Gaza, Trudeau's address is the Right Honorable Justin Trudeau, PC, MP, Prime Minister of Canada, 80 Wellington Street, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A0A2. That is the Right Honorable Justin Trudeau, PC, MP, Prime Minister of Canada, 80 Wellington Street, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A0A2. And if you wish to write a letter to your Member of Parliament, you can call... you can mail the letter to insert name of your Member of Parliament, House of Commons, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A0A6. That is, insert the name of your Member of Parliament, House of Commons, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A0A6. Also, letters going to the House of Commons don't require postage. It's free. So, if you wish to express your thoughts, your feelings, your demands for a ceasefire, all of those things, calls to action, desire for embargoes and sanctions on Israel, you can write those letters. Or if you prefer to call Trudeau and Melanie Joly, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, that's also an option. Canadians.org has a page dedicated to a call for a ceasefire. And the page has talking points if you want something to bounce off of to call. So I'm going to read out the numbers. They have also all the numbers of all the people who... Let me just pull up their website, actually. So they have all the names of the people who are sitting on the Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs, which is quite a number of people. It also lists all their political parties. So if you prefer to pick and choose, you can. But the numbers for Trudeau and Melanie Joly. So Trudeau's number is 1-613-992-4211. That is 1-613-992-4211. And Melanie Joly, Minister of Foreign Affairs, phone number is 613-992-0983. That is 613-992-0983. And yeah, give them a call. If you feel that you want to get involved, but maybe you don't feel safe joining a protest or sending a letter or whatever it is, you can call them. You can repost things on social media. At this point, it is kind of up to the populations to do something because it's pretty obvious that a lot of governments are not. Anyways, that's my little spiel for today. And what time is it? We're going to do four songs with the ads mixed in there. And then I will... Good God, this mic. There we go. We're going to do four songs with the ads mixed into there. And then I will catch you on the other side. Our first song is Anadami Falastini by Mohammed Asif. Then we have Immigrant's Tale by Nemesis and What If I Took It Off For You by Nemesis. And then Why Is It So Hard by Nasri. So, up first, Anadami Falastini by Mohammed Asif.
على عهدي على ديني على أرض تلاقيني أنا نهلي أنا فديهم أنا دمي فلسطيني 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 أنا دمي فلسطيني
attention of a stranger. Student interested in giving yoga a try? For just $60, new students can discover the joys of movement and harmony with unlimited access to classes at Moda Yoga Montreal. Located in the heart of the plateau, the Moda Yoga Studio offers a variety of hot yoga classes with something to match every ability level. They're good to find your flow or just recharge. Karma classes excluded, and the offer renews automatically after 1 month at $139 per month. Can be canceled at any time without penalty up to 1 week before the renewal. Moda Yoga Montreal is located at 3863 Saint Laurent Boulevard. And for more information, you can go to modayogamontreal.com.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All good beginnings need some variation. Tune into REVC with me, Maxwell. Something different every week. Mondays at noon on CJLO 1690 AM.
True.
listen to Shabbat. Tell me, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to love you? Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to love you? You used to kiss me just for fun. Send shiver down my spine, and now you're always on the run. I feel like I'm holding a gun. And now there's no faith that can heal us, no medicine that can treat us. We've gone too far the other way. Tell me, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to love you? Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to love you? Tell me, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to love you? Why is it so hard?
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through our first four songs. All right, we started off with Anadami Falastini by Mohamed Assef. He is a Palestinian pop singer known for being the winner of the second season of Arab Idol. The original song, Dami Falastini, was removed from Spotify in the fall of 2023. This song speaks about Assef's Palestinian blood, the importance of his Palestinian lineage, heritage, and land. In order to perform at Arab Idol in 2013, Assef traveled from the Gaza Strip to Egypt to audition. It took him 2 days to reach Egypt in a car due to border complications. He had to convince the Egyptian security to let him in, and after 2 days, he finally crossed the border. The song's title translates to "My Blood is Palestinian," and it was released in 2015. Then we had Immigrant's Tale by Nemesis. Nemesis is a Palestinian-Canadian musician from Milton, Ontario. The song was released in 2022 off of her debut album, 11 Acres. Acres? Yeah, 11 Acres, named after the farm she grew up on in Milton. Then we had What If I Took It Off For You, also by Nemesis. This is released in 2021 as a single, and it's a biting song that sparked conversation within the Muslim community and encouraged women to speak about their personal relationships with the hijab. Also, if you live in Toronto, you can follow her socials. She's pretty active on things that are going on in Toronto protest-wise. If you would like to get involved, that is a resource for you. And then we had Why Is It So Hard by Nasri. This was released in 2021 off the album Here For You. Nasri was born in Toronto to Palestinian Christian immigrant parents. He is a musician, a singer-songwriter, and record producer. He's also the lead vocalist and songwriter for the reggae fusion band Magic, a band comprised of other Toronto musicians. All right, the next three songs that we have are Holiday by Green Day, Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 by Pink Floyd, and Teenagers by My Chemical Romance. So let's get you guys started with Holiday by Green Day.
Gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They said I'm teenager scared, the living shit out of me. They could care less as long as someone will bleed. So talk in your clothes, I'll strike a violent pose. Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me. The boys and girls in the clique, the awful names at the stick, you're never gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said I'm teenager scared, the living shit out of me. They can care less as long as
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. This is Hitting All the Bases, and I'm your host, Sam. We're live from Montreal, by the way, as per usual. And let's run through those three songs. We started off with Holiday by Green Day, released in 2024 off the album American Idiot. Green Day created the song to be an anti-war protest. The song's chorus refrain that says, "This is our lives today," was intended to reflect the average American's apathy of the issues of today. Green Day is an American rock band from California. Then we had Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2 by Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd released this in 1979 off the album The Wall. This is part 2 of a 3-part composition. It's a protest song against corporal punishment and rigid and abusive schooling. Then we had Teenagers by My Chemical Romance, released in 2006 off the album The Black Parade. My Chemical Romance is an American rock band from New Jersey. Up next, we have Sunday, Bloody Sunday by U2, Imagine, the 2010 remastered version by John Lennon, and Bread and Roses by Judy Collins. So let's get you guys going with Sunday, Bloody Sunday by U2.
Close my eyes and make it go away. dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts, counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through what we just listened to. We started off with Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2, released in 1983 and featured in the film U2 Live at Red Rocks Under a Blood Red Sky. The song describes the horror felt by an observer of the issues in Northern Ireland, with most of the focus on the 1972 Bloody Sunday incident in Derry, where British troops shot and killed unarmed civil rights protesters. U2 are an Irish rock band from Dublin, formed in 1976. Then we had Imagine Remastered, the 2010 version by John Lennon. This song was released in 1971 off of the album Imagine. John Lennon wrote this song to encourage listeners to imagine a world of peace without materialism and without borders separating nations. John Lennon was an English singer, songwriter, and musician who got started with the Beatles, I think. Well, he became famous with the Beatles and then left. Also, didn't know that his last name is actually John Ono Lennon. Apparently he took Yoko Ono's last name. Anyways, and then we had Bread and Roses by Judy Collins, released in 1976 off of the album also titled Bread and Roses. It is a political slogan as well as the name of a poem. The slogan originated in a speech by American woman suffrage activist Helen Todd. This inspired James Oppenheim to write the poem. Bread and Roses. Judy Collins is an American singer-songwriter and musician with a career spanning 7 decades. In the last 10 minutes, I am going to repeat what I said in the beginning of the show for those of you who may have missed it or have tuned in midway through. All right. I'm sure most of you have seen the news in the last 24 hours and the horrific images coming out of the Al-Shifa hospital complex in Gaza. Yesterday, Israel retreated and ended its 2-week raid. The hospital complex was the largest and oldest, opening in 1946, 2 years before the creation of Israel. The remaining buildings have been badly destroyed and burned, and the hospital complex is littered with bodies. Many have been crushed by Israel's army tanks and bulldozers. This hospital had survived a previous raid in November, but it is now left in ruins. And yesterday in Palestine, an Israeli military strike murdered 7 humanitarian aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. The team was traveling in a deconflicted zone in 2 armored cars branded with the logo on the roof, clearly visible. Their movements were coordinated with the IDF, but regardless, the convoy was hit as they were leaving the Dar al-Bala warehouse. The 7 humanitarian workers who were murdered were from Australia, Poland, the United Kingdom, a dual citizen of Canada and the United States, and a Palestinian. Netanyahu claims that this attack was unintended. With such upsetting news and images further adding to the already horrific genocidal acts, I'm sure many of you probably feel helpless and probably overwhelmed. But despite the fact that we are oceans away, there are things that we can do as a collective and you can do as an individual. If you're living in Montreal, there will be a protest on April 7th, 2 p.m. Dorchester Square, downtown, by Canada Goose, if you're bad with directions. April 7th is Al-Quds Day, an international event held annually to express solidarity with the Palestinian people against the ongoing oppression, illegal colonization, and occupation enacted by Israel. If you're wishing to join a protest but don't know when, how, or where, there are tons of social media accounts for cities around the world. Most of them have Palestine and that city's name in the name of the social media account. The one in Montreal is Montreal4Palestine. Something else that I saw today on social media, Teachers for Palestine are looking for retired teachers or teachers who can commit a few hours a week until June of this year. These teachers will be teaching displaced students of Gaza. This organization is in contact with the American School of Gaza. Many of their primary students were able to leave Gaza and are now in Cairo, but they are unable to receive education. The principal of the American School in Gaza is looking for teachers to work online with their students in English and math so they can finish their school year. There are about 20 students who need teachers' help. If you are a retired teacher or certified teacher who is not working, you can email Teachers for Palestine Ireland. That is Teachers for Palestine Ireland, no capitals, one word, at gmail.com to offer your support and teach these children. And finally, there is a website called Amnesty International that has immense information about the situation in Gaza and a lot of other things going on in the world, but they have the mailing addresses of Trudeau and the mailing address for the House of Commons. If you are unsure of your MP in the House of Commons, you can head to the parliamentary website to figure out who it is. If you wish to send a letter to Trudeau concerning the ongoing genocide and occupation in Gaza, his address is the Right Honorable Justin Trudeau, PC, MP, Prime Minister of Canada, 80 Wellington Street, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A0A2. Again, his address is the Right Honorable Justin Trudeau, PC MP, Prime Minister of Canada, 80 Wellington Street, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A-OA2. If you wish to send a letter to your Member of Parliament, you can send them a letter at insert name of your Member of Parliament, House of Commons, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A-OA6. Again, that is insert name of your Member of Parliament, House of Commons, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A-0A6. Letters going to the House of Commons do not require postage. Now, if you prefer to chit-chat on the phone, which is a lot more bold if you ask me, but if that is your preference, that is also an option. There is an organization with the website Canadians.org. They have a page about Gaza and calling for a ceasefire, which is not enough, but it is a start. And they have talking points / a sample call script where you just kind of fill in the blanks with your name, where you live, and your postal code. And they have points that you can talk about and things that you can read off. And you can also insert your own talking point. Crucially, do not hang up. Press the star on your phone and it'll put you in the queue to talk to the next MP. So you can spend your whole day, if you desire, demanding a ceasefire on the phone. If you have unlimited calls and you're bored, or you have some time to kill, do it. It's not going to hurt anybody. It'll only help. But the two main people to call are Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Melanie Joly, the Minister of Foreign Affairs. There's also the phone numbers for all of the members of the Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs, the FAAE. Prime Minister Trudeau's phone number is 1-613-992-4211. Again, Trudeau's phone number is 1-613-992-4211. Melanie Joly, Minister of Foreign Affairs, phone number is 613-992-0983. That is 613-992-0983. The website also has all the political associations for all of these members, Melanie Joly and the members of the Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs, which there's a good 14 of them. Yeah. 14 of them, one of whose name I'm sure is very familiar, Stephanie Bergeron. She's on the FAAE Standing Committee. She's actually vice chair. She's a Bloc Québécois political member, but these resources are there. They are at your disposal. Honestly, it really wasn't that hard to find. You can plug into Google, petition the government for a ceasefire, insert your country, province, whatever. And there's tons of things. You can also do calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, and the internet knows where you are, so it'll give you results based on your area. There's also all kinds of humanitarian aid organizations, such as Workers, World Central Kitchen. A lot of the aid has been paused currently after the bomb that was dropped on humanitarian aid workers' cars. But there are organizations who are in Gaza. They are trying to help as many as they can. And you can also purchase eSIMs for people in Gaza who wish to contact friends and family who are outside. You can purchase an eSIM. There's all kinds of different websites. You just got to do some research. And it'll actually tell you when it's been activated and when the person is able to communicate with people outside of Gaza. Anyways, that is all for me this week. You are not helpless. You can make a change and you can make a difference if you desire. You just got to act. Go to protest, go to movements, email or mail, send letters to Trudeau, send letters to the House of Commons, members of Parliament, call Trudeau, call Melanie Joly. If you're a teacher, email teachersforpalestineireland@gmail.com and help out some displaced kids finish their school year. Anyways, That is all from me. I will catch you guys next week. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com, live from Montreal.